So let's delve a little deeper into the weekend's A-League men's action. The F3 Derby was a ripper in pretty poor conditions in Newcastle. It ended with the Mariners claiming a 2-1 victory. And one of the Mariners' goal scorers on Sunday was, of course, Josh Nisbet. And he joins us now. Good to have you with us, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, boys. Cheers for having me on.
You've been recording TV commercials and all sorts of things. Superstardom these days for you.
Yeah, I scored one goal and doing every social media, everything I can possibly do. So I'm not too fond of it, but I'll do what I've got to do.
Well, we're grateful for you doing this. It was your first A-League men's goal. It comes in a derby. That must have been a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, I've been begging for one for quite a long time now, and to finally be able to slot it in the derby, yeah, it was a great moment to do it.
Is it fair to say you're playing a slightly different role this season to your normal one? And can you explain what Nick Montgomery has asked of you and what he wants from you?
Yeah, so on the weekend, I played a bit more forward up with Marco. And look, I worked on my finishing during pre-season, and I'm still working on it. And yeah, during the pre-season games, we weren't able to play too many, but the in-house ones, I was scoring a few. So I think Monty's just sort of said, let's keep the momentum and keep getting in the goal-scoring positions to score.
Do you enjoy playing a more forward role?
Look, originally when I started in the A-League, I was probably like more of a six and a mid, but look, a lot of people care about goals and assists and stuff like that, and it's very easy to be marketed when you get those type of stats on your board. So, yeah, I am enjoying it, and hopefully I can continue getting more goals and assists.
Hence why you're doing all these interviews at the moment. you mentioned Marco Arena. He seemed to have developed a really good understanding. I guess it helps given that he's such an experienced player who's played at some of the biggest tournaments in the world.
Yeah, look, in the sessions, Marco's always sort of giving me a little bit of info, like whether it be to improve or something or just to make sure we have an understanding between each other. So he's quite good with that, and he helps all the young boys sort of give them a bit of an insight on what he does and how it helps his game and how it can help our game.
Just on the derby, Josh, you're from Penrith, I know, originally, but you've been with the Mariners a few years now. Does the derby resonate with you? Do you feel it?
Oh, originally when I was in the youth team, I didn't quite feel it, but once my starting game, like playing the first ever time, was against Newcastle, and hearing the fans and stuff like that, I really did realise, yeah, this is what it means to play, and this is what it means to have a rivalry. And I didn't quite understand at the time, but the fans definitely made me feel it, and now I do.
Well, Josh, I got a bit off football topic. I can see you got the big guns coming out. Was that I've got a question for you on that one. How did it feel coming on the field, standing next to Usain Bolt? It was we found it quite funny because he's so tall and your height, and it was actually quite interesting. And when you came on, what was that feeling like, a character like Usain Bolt and yourself having your first appearances? What did that feel like?
Yeah, like my first appearance, I got subbed on with Usain Bolt, and my first thought was, like, this is one of the greatest athletes of all time, and I'm standing next to him. And he's a big, very big bloke, and I'm not the biggest, and you definitely could tell the size. But yeah, it was more of a memory I'll never forget, that one of the greatest athletes ever. And I enjoyed a moment together.
Is it because of that you started doing extra gym? Because you just felt like my height is not helping me out.
I said, if I'm not going to grow height-wise, I might as well grow sideways. So that's the aim.
Who was offering who advice there, Josh? Because obviously he's a legendary athlete, but in football terms, you were the senior guy.
Technically, but I sort of, at that stage, I wasn't too confident. Like, wasn't quite player enough to speak up and stuff like that. So it's probably just me listening.
Let's get back onto the Mariners for this year. Obviously, you finished third last year under Alan Stajic, and I think that was a surprise to many people. And again, pundits, and I'll probably put myself in this as well, don't really fancy you to finish high up again this year. Do you think you can surprise people again?
Yeah, look, I think last season no one picked us to do that, and I feel like no one's picking us this year either. So we did it last year. I know we can do it again. And yeah, I back us to even do better potentially.
What's Nick Montgomery changed from last season? Anything in particular, or is it more of the same?
No, one of the things Monty did say as soon as you come in is, I'm not just going to forget about what's happened. I'm going to continue progressing what you guys done last season. So he's not really, he's changed a little bit, put his own little twist on a few things, but mainly he's just continuing what we did last year and making sure we we finish up at the top again.
And obviously one of the big things for the Mariners is bringing the younger players through. You're one of them. You're probably more established these days. But Jacob Farrell on debut. Yeah. I was impressed with him in the Cup against Blacktown. I thought he got up and down the touchline superbly well. And that goal he scored at the weekend was terrific, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's an absolute athlete. And to think he's so young and he's coming through, it's pretty cool to see. But he scored a goal. He played well in all parts of the game. And yeah, I was really happy for him because he's quite a quiet kid and doesn't talk much. So it's good that he gets a bit of shine light and gets a bit of happiness.
I was going to ask Daniel about that because he plays in your position, Jacob Farrell, DG. Were you impressed with him at the weekend?
Well, I was commentating that game, the Blacktown City game, and I was actually very impressed. I was actually shocked that he managed to last the whole 90 minutes because playing professionally compared to playing youth, it is a big difference. So I wanted to ask you, Josh, are you now the player that the youth ask questions because you're still in that transition of being a regular starter now? Do you feel like they're coming up to you more, or are you still that shy kid that came on with the same ball?
No, I get asked a few questions now and they're more comfortable come up to me. I'm sort of, at the moment, I'm sort of linking between the older, the senior boys and the young boys coming through. So anything, I'm just sort of the guy in between. So everyone's happy to speak to me. And yeah, the young boys come in for me. Not so much for advice, but more just to feel comfortable and make sure that they're enjoying their time here.
I want to ask you, Josh, about your own career. I know before you were with the Mariners, you had some trials overseas, but it's been a well-documented story. Your small stature sort of held you back. Is it true that one club were keen on signing you, but part of the deal was you had to ingest growth hormones? Is that correct, or is that just a press story?
No, it's correct. When I was in Spain, and a club was pretty keen on making me stay there. But one of the things they said when I come back to Australia is go see a specialist. We want to see what they come back with. And yeah, the part of their requirement to sign me was to, I'm not sure, to get growth hormones, but at least understand whether I need it or not. So it's quite, yeah, it happened, it's over, but yeah, it's quite a funny thing to look back to now.
So do you think they were trying to do a Messi?
Yeah, they were trying to get their own little story, maybe helping a young bloke out. But nah, nothing like Messi, I don't reckon.
What, wasn't Barcelona then, was it?
Nah, it wasn't Barcelona.
Just thought I'd checked. And of course, you got your first pro contract, I think, when you were working at Woolies. Were you working behind the counter there? It's an incredible story, yours, I think.
No, I was actually filling the shelves at the time. My phone kept vibrating in my pocket while I think I was putting muesli bars on the shelves. I just sort of ignored it a couple of times and then realised it was the boss, Mike Mulvey, and quickly ducked off and answered, yeah.
I guess you're not still stuck in the shelves. You gave that up pretty soon after.
Yeah, I gave that up maybe a couple of weeks after. I was nice and stayed around a little bit, but then, yeah, I said goodbye.
Were you a good shelf stacker? Could you reach the top shelves, Josh?
There's like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, you have to get rid of all the cardboard before all the stock going in. Yeah. My specific section was the bottom row, and everyone else did the middle to up section.
There we go. I know that job because I've done it myself when I was a kid too. You got to break down the cardboard in the baler, haven't you? That's what it's called.
Yeah. And all the cardboard gathered, I was on the bottom row section.
Yeah. I did it in the days of black and white, obviously. Just a final one, looking longer term, I know that you're a bit of a Chelsea fan. Is that your ultimate ambition, to go and play in the Premier League and play in the navy blue of Chelsea?
Oh, that would obviously be the dream, but I think I'm a little bit away from that for sure. I think I need to make sure I'm established here a lot more and also get the goals and assists before I can get over there and the performances. But yeah, the dream would be to get to that level and get to Chelsea, if I could get to any.
Daniel Georgievsky's played against Chelsea.
I was sorry about what I had played against them. I wanted to say it was very hard for Simon to ask you that question, being a massive Manchester City fan. So I feel very humbled to manage to get Chelsea out of his mouth. But look, Chelsea, I did manage to play against them, and it is a massive club. But I think with your style of football and the way you're playing, you do bring a little something in. Is there something that you believe that you could improve on? There's obviously improvements in every game that you play, but obviously you're learning, you're younger. But do you feel there's something that you could improve on personally, like you're saying, the assists, the goals, you're working on it. Something else specific that you believe that would possibly get you to the Chelsea?
Yeah, look, I think like fitness-wise, I'm pretty decent. And like even though I'm small, I can run a fair bit and technically I'm all right. But I would just say, like, I feel like my performances have been decent throughout the years. But to get overseas and to get a bit of traction, you do need the end product and the stats. So that's what I've been working on. There's probably other stuff I should be working on too, but that's been my main focus at the moment.
Well, Josh, maybe one day we can call you the Australian N'Golo Kante. He's got one or two goals in him at the moment as well. Congratulations on your first goal in the A-League men's competition, and I hope it's the first of many. And good luck for the rest of the season, and thanks for talking to us today.
Cheers, boys. Thank you for having me on.